evening, everybody. I'm Dr. Gina. Welcome to Primetime. We start off tonight with your doctor's orders. Well, you probably know this by now, but the fix is in. The steal has been initiated, and it's being done before our very eyes in slow motion. This is what we warned you about for weeks preceding this election. It's 2020 all over again. They just need a little more time to find a few more Democrat ballots, because that's how they roll. Now, remember the good old days when elections were fair, the uniparty establishment placed their two candidates on the ballot, and we got to choose which establishment water carrier would win this time and can you continue to enrich themselves and their establishment friends? Remember those days? Well, then President Trump came in and wrecked their party. The DC Uniparty decided that could never happen again. So on recent shows, I've warned that something fishy was ahead in these midterms. Democrats always move toward the center before elections. They pretend to be moderates. Then they go back to the radical ways after the election is over because they know America is really a conservative country. But remember I said, it's weird. This isn't happening this time. Why do you think? I speculated that Democrats are more radical than ever, and they weren't hiding it. And that was my earliest indication that their plan was not to win the election legitimately. Ballots don't take days and weeks to count. You don't need any other data to tell you that's what's happening right here. The corporate media knows this. Mitch McConnell knows this. We all know this, right? But we're being told, oh, no, the sky, no, that's not blue. And counting votes takes days and weeks and lots of time. And oh, by the way, the votes that trickle in are always just enough, aren't they? Well, this dragging out of vote counting is clearly the way to swap out MAGA ballots for establishment Democrat ballots to keep America First outsiders from taking the reins of power from the Uniparty. This is actually a great filtering process. We get to see who in the MAGA movement knows their stuff, right? If a state like Arizona elects a governor, attorney general, and secretary of state who are all outsiders, then the corrupt McCain establishment that has been running that state for decades and rigging elections not only will be defeated, many will face prison time. So this is very real to them. This new slow walking of election results and inexplicable electoral shifts toward radical Democrats that have happened in the past few election cycles. Folks, this doesn't pass the smell test. This is basic math, as I say on this show every night. You would think Mitch McConnell and half the corporate media would be investigating and demanding answers, but the silence out there, deafening. Deafening by those that call themselves reporters who are reporting a line of hooey, and you know it. It's really a feat what Democrats have accomplished here. After days and days of counting ballots and releasing a little trickle of election results over nearly a week, Democrats have miraculously somehow received the perfect margin of votes needed to win in all those races that took days to count, by the way. It's really a miracle. Impossible, really. But we are all told to shut up, sit down, accept these results because these elections are the most accurate and secure elections in history. Of course, except the last election that was also an impossible feat for Democrats to win. Mathematically, doesn't work unless you're stupid. But they did. They decided all of this after days and days of counting. Take Nevada. Republican Senate candidate Adam Laxalt was ready to head to D.C. after crunching the numbers and realizing there was no way the incumbent Democrat could catch his lead. He tweeted that Senator Cortez Masto would need 63% of the remaining outstanding votes to overtake him. That there was no way that could happen, right? Doesn't mathematically make sense, especially with the totals coming in. Well, miraculously, the Democrat incumbent, after days and days of slow counting the ballots, received exactly 63% of the vote. This was either just a wild, miraculous coincidence, magical, really, or it was out and out fraud. I'll let you decide. Although we can be sure there was no fraud because the corporate media said so, and because talking heads who are supposed to be analysts said so, because there were live stream cameras showing all the counting in Nevada, except in Washoe County, where the live stream went down overnight on Wednesday night. Oops, don't look here, nothing to see, carry on. We'll just assume this was a miracle that handed the race to the incumbent Democrat, because only a crazy conspiracy theorist who's a danger to democracy would question the results of a totally legit election, right? Look at the people who are being silent, not just the people that are talking. One of those being silent, Mitch McConnell. He will not challenge the shady Senate elections. He doesn't care, because he's a member of the DC uniparty establishment, and his fellow uniparty politicians are winning. Guess what? Stealing still isn't winning. It wasn't in the last election. It's not in this election. This cheating on a large scale didn't happen before Trump came on the scene and exposed the DC establishment. Remember that. It's an important part of the story that no one wants to tell you. The uniparty in DC didn't need to cheat on a large scale. Didn't matter if Bush or Gore or Kerry or Romney or Obama or McCain won the election, because they're all the same.